And speaking of our Irish mate, he's on your radio at 10 to 5. Now, how are you going adjusting to life after the single-use plastic bag? It is time to check in. It is time to take the temperature. So give me a call right now, 92211882. I'm not going to give you a plastic bag, but what I will give you is a ticket in our weekly meat raffle where you can win a meat tray, a $100 voucher to go and spend at Torrey Butchers in Northbridge. So how are you coping? How are you adjusting to life after the single-use plastic bag? Now, a quick audit of my boot, the boot of my car, that is, I counted 13 of these so-called reusable bags. Some of those thicker plastic bags, some of those green bags, some of those Hessian bags, cotton bags. I'm getting better, I'm going to be honest. I'm remembering to take them when I go and shop. And we've also stockpiled a few of those old grey bags, which we still use as bin liners. But how are you going without the endless supply of the grey or otherwise single-use plastic bags? 92211882. Because the state government has today confirmed that shops that still give out these single-use plastic bags come January could be fined $5,000. Let's check in with the Environment Minister, Stephen Dawson, who joins me on the radio right now. Minister, good afternoon.
Ollie, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. How do you think the community is reacting to these changes?
Look, the community's reacted very well, Ollie. So we've seen, you know, significant support right throughout the community for the bag ban. You know, many people, you know, continue from time to time to bring the bag into the shops. But many people are good-natured and go back out to the car, get their bags and go away with the shopping. What we are announcing today, though, is the long-awaited stage two or phase two of the process. So when the ban came into place on the 1st of July, we said that we would have a grace period of 6 months that would allow retailers to get up and running, to phase out the bags that they had previously so that they too could be ready for this bag ban.
Okay, so come January, if they're still using the single-use plastic bag, they could be fined up to $5,000?
Look, they could be. So the Department of Water and Environment Regulation, my department, has been working with the National Retailers Association over the past few months on a community education campaign, so essentially a business education campaign. So the NRA, on our behalf, have visited about 275 shopping centres around the state. They have given out over 8,000 pieces of information through either phone calls, emails or leaflets, and they've spoken to about 4,000 retailers face-to-face. So they've been talking about the ban, talking about what it means, in anticipation of this 1st of January deadline. And look, while we have that big stick and the fine is there, what we want to do is actually work with the retailers in the first instance. So if they are doing the wrong thing, we want to work with them about to tell them what the right thing is to do, to tell them how to get alternative bags. And eventually, if they persist in doing the wrong thing, well, then we'd look at the fine. But certainly, education is the key from my perspective.
All right, Minister, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Good on you.
Stephen Dawson is the Environment Minister. Let's check the temperature right now. How are you going adjusting to life after the single-use plastic bag?